Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klal Mem Siman Tesvav. So here the Chayyadam talks about the concept of Hesech Adas or any other interruption in the meal. So some of these are relevant and we'll talk about them later on. He has a whole Siman and he has a whole Klal. We talked about the issues of a Hefsik or a Hesech Adas in the middle of the meal, which is Mechayev Inu Bracha Rishona. There are interruptions in the meal which constitute the end of the meal, and it's like you're starting over again, and there's a nuchi of bracha. So that's going to be later on in Klal Mem Dalet. So now we discuss this, that's in the context of the bracha rishona of the food. The question is, what about rewashing your hands with or without a bracha? So let's talk about the regular suda. So we already mentioned that when the person washes, before the person actually starts the meal, we have a major concern about Hesech Adas. Since he hasn't started the meal, he's not actually using his hands for the food yet. So we're afraid if he gets involved in something else, his mind is going to get distracted from his Shmiras Yadayim, and he's not going to keep his hands b'tahara, and he'll have to wash his hands again. So that was what was Mechayev. Preferably there should be no interruption at all between the washing and the meal. The issue whether you're allowed to talk then, etc. Once a person starts the meal, so we assume that the person is going to keep his hands b'tzahara, even though he's not actively thinking about his hands, but we assume that there's at some level, his hands, he's keeping in the back of his mind, he's keeping an eye on his hands, as his hands should remain b'tzahara, since he's in the middle of the meal, he knows he has to keep his hands b'tzahara. So that's the halachic assumption. Comes the Chayyadam and he says, "B'chol mokum shetzorach levorach hamotzi be'emes asuda, k'dekamon klal mem dalet, ma'ach mas hesech adas." In any situation which it constitutes an interruption in regards to hamotzi, and therefore you need a new bracha rishono, tzorach gam kein netilas yadayim, you're going to have to wash your hands again as well. As much as we consider these interruptions in regards to the bracha of hamotzi, if they're significant enough for that purpose, so they're also significant enough for netilas yadayim. Aba ein tzarich lebarach. Now there's a question: what the next girsa? Whether you say the next two words, ein tzarich lebarach is referring to al netilas yadayim, which would be the simple understanding. There was a girsa which adds the words birchas hamazon, which means he's talking about benching from the first meal and starting over again totally. Now, holach v'hiflig does not require birchas hamazon. So, for the girsa of al netilas yadayim would make more sense. So, we're going to follow the girsa of al netilas yadayim. He does not need to make a bracha of al netilas yadayim, even though he has to wash again. He's not mechuyev to make a bracha. And in case he was holach v'hiflig, or he siach daito b'emes milacho. Okay, so we will see later on which cases really were mechayev and new hamotzi. He's going to actually talk about some of them in Siman Tezayin and Yud Zayin. He's going to talk about some scenarios where this plays out, that the person is considered some level of a hefsik in the meal. But he says that they have holach v'hiflik. So now, if a person steps out of the meal, number one, and number two, he spends a long time involved in something else. So during the meal, if he stays in the room, so person sits by the table, by a chasna, it could be an hour in between eating, dancing, etc. He's basically staying within in the area, and his mind is on the suda. There's subconscious thought process. His mind is on the suda, and therefore he does not need to wash his hands again. But if he steps out, and so that's holach v'hiflig, and he spent a long time in this other activity, the lush of the Shulchan Aruch later on is an hour or two. There's a discussion what it means an hour or two. Is an hour problematic, or it means even, so some say it means more than an hour. So anyway, we're concerned that the person has totally forgotten about Shemir Sidaim. He gets so involved in this other activity, the conversation or the activity, that he forgot about Shemir Sidaim. One exception will be in regards to tefillah, because you need Shemir Sidaim for tefillah as well, and that's going to be the conversation in Klal Tezayin, immediately after here, Klal Tezvov. But the Mishnah Berurah does say if the person will be holding a piece of bread while he's doing that as a reminder that he's in the middle of the meal and he needs to keep his hands bitahara, that would be sufficient, unless he knows, obviously, that he did not do so. But if there would be a reminder by holding a piece of bread in his hands, so even though he steps out and discusses something with somebody for a long period of time, over an hour, but if he has a reminder, that's acceptable, that he does not need a nun until sedaim with a bracha. This other scenario which he gives, we will talk about as Hashem in the following shir. He says, what's that about exactly? That really needs a little more explanation. So we're not going to run through that. We'll leave that for the following shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.